only our leader that they are going for selling, not for reading. Is that very good sign? Reading first, selling second. Tested this sukta?
Yes, very nice.
Very nice?
Yes.
It also tested?
I had little, it was left over, it was cold.
You didn't have no money.
Thanks to this.
Especially in Bengal especially, this sukta is the beginning. Sadhu sukta, giving vegetable and sukta in the beginning. And at the end, mint, banana, sweet. Beginning bitter, ending sweet. Madhurena samapa. All kinds of taste, bitter, sour, pungent, gradually ending in sweet. That is eating. Chaturvidha. Chaturvidha. Sri Bhagavata. Chabhatasya lachyapya. Something chewing, something, what is called, licking, something swallowing, and sabhatasya-lachyapya, let chusha, chusha means, that's well, a lozenge, what is called, it's not taken at once, but
sucking,
yes, sucking, chusha, sucking, chopa, chewing, sucking, swallowing, and drinking. All kinds of food must be made. Chatur means four. And under four headings there are many items. Taste, that is taste. Bitter, sour, salty, pungent. Then there is variety. Variety is the mala rasanya. Then you enjoy eating. It was cold, it does not taste good. This flame was not nice, otherwise it would have come still better. There was some defect in the flame. So it absorbed more heat than necessary. Where from the phone came?
Washington.
was darkened.
Kalindi.
Ah. In India, we have spent not less than 5 lakhs of rupees. So many ways. That has been collected only by saying this. Only Birla paid me 25,000 lakhs for purchasing. Otherwise, whatever collection and spend, it is a book. The food festival in Calcutta and Bombay is 2 lakhs. And I have toured over all India. Calcutta, Bombay, Delhi, Amritsar, Indore, Surat. Rajamundry, in these places I was there, besides them, they are independently gone, Agra, Ahmedabad, Vrindavan. And our monthly expenditure is more than 10,000 rupees. We're paying 4,000 rupees rent in 2 places, besides touring and eating. So all this money has been collected by saying this Krishna book and make out this magazine. So why not here? In India is not English speaking country. And here they all of them are English speaking. You should make vigorous preparation of this membership when there is no financial division.
Today we distributed 1,000 back to Godhead.
Amen.
993 to be exact.
That's all right. 993. So you, what? Back to Godhead together. So you collected at the rate 25?
Oh, much more than that.
Much more than that?
I think we average about 40 cents a magazine.
You have collected out $500?
Should be 450 or 500.
I think Dhyanathan says that he shall pay 200,000. Keep them. Send them money and take this.
As it is, it's cheaper.
Dhyanathan is a good patron. They are giving us credit. Up to 100,000 already. BTG fund, they are allowing $70,000, $80,000 book fund. have 20,000 dollars. So why should we not take advantage of it? They give us goods worth $100,000 and we make profit and pay. Why not make this service? Or say 50,000 worth dollars goods we take from him, we make at least $200,000. Is it not? So where is this financial crisis? Simply have to organize distribution. We haven't got to pay from pocket, kind of pay when able, collect and pay. That, for this arrangement I went there, collect and pay. And actually, at least in India, I did not take any money from here. Simply I ordered books there, and with that book we made so much work and collection. Is it not? So, organize. That is our, I would say, mitigating financial difficulty as well as making distribution of it. We have not gone into the actually reading public, school, college, university, libraries, where only on the street. But the scholarly reading public we have not yet touched. Is it not? Scholarly reading public means library, school, college, university. But we have not touched them. We are simply distributing on the street. Our literature is meant for higher section, scholarly section. That section we have not yet touched. Philosophers, visionaries, highly intellectual public, we are meant for that, our literature. That we have not touched. We should never introduce. What these great elite philosophers will speak before us. They have got so much stuff. They can simply present some theories or theses. And we can defy all that. You are better delete than they are. Maharaj, by his meditation, he startled the whole universe. And we are so many, by our devotional service, we cannot startle. What is that word? Startle? The whole America. It is not possible. That is possible. If we go according to the sky, we can startle by the spiritual power. That is possible. I'm explaining now in my head how Guru Maharaj has structured the whole universe by his spiritual meditation. Calcutta, I defeated Ramakrishna Mission. Nobody is buying me. In India, we have now cut down all the sannyasis. Everyone is thinking of us, not of them. There are so many big swamis, Chinmayananda swami, Akandananda swami. Now people are talking about us. They are bringing Vivekananda. As soon as our talk is there, he gives reference to Vivekananda. He is doing more than Vivekananda. We are doing many million times more than Vivekananda. What Vivekananda has done and what he has power to do? What does he know? But if we say like that, that is a little pride, but that's a fact. Vivekananda's institutions are here for the last 80 years, more than that. It started in 1893. He began the same year in America in 1893 and started a center in New York, the 72nd Street. But in comparison to their center, our center, there is ocean of difference. Here in Los Angeles, they have got their bread.
Yes.
And what they are doing, and what we are doing, is come from here, similarly in New York. And where they have got, I think in America.
They have one in San Francisco. They have about 10 in America.
10. And we have got 40 in 3 years. And in the 8 years they have established 10. And how many American students are there working for them? They are, every center is conducted by Indian Sami, isn't it?
Yes.
And where is the Americans are working? Working their missionary work, they have to bring from India, Sami. But here, American Sami that was in our brand. Where is the Indian Sami? Before my coming, I was talking with Bonma. He has an opinion that we can talk of our philosophy, but if we try to convert them, then it will not be success. And there is no peace. You have to take them to your philosophy. That is success. That is my Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, what is the picture? Simply talking? Because he did something. He never attempted. He was 3 years in London. Not a single person came to understand his philosophy. And later on, Guru Maharaj was disgusted, called him back. Guru Maharaj sent him that you go and create some situation, then I shall go. But he could not create it. He's utterly fine. What is there? How is it?
I think everyone's an artsy.
Oh. Sit down, don't bother. At least one man should be remaining in the office. Nixon meeting, is that any, is there any attempt to do?
Not yet, Sri Prabhupada. Because we didn't know what your divine grace was going to do, how long you're going to be here. And as I mentioned, we wanted to try and get one with a couple other people first. Because we thought we'd be a better chance to get it with Nixon if Bhutan, that is being attempted. And if Merrill Lindsay first, and
Mr.
then
that?
Merrill Lindsay of New York City.
Oh, man. Oh.
Some years ago, his office wrote a letter.
He was Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Yes, he's important.
Yes, he's very important. Uh-huh. Then we thought we'd try for Nixon.
Unfortunately, these leaders actually, they do not want people to be very intelligent. They want to keep the people in ignorance and exploit their ignorance for their personal level. That is the point. Actually, they do not want welfare. They want only post. And by bluffing the citizens, they want to get vote and sit down. That is their question. All these politics, they have no thinking how people will be happy. That is beyond their dreams. Neither they want it. But actually, these positions, these mayors or governors, top of state, they should be thinking of the welfare of the people. It is just opposite. Instead of thinking of their welfare, how to exploit and make his position secure, that's all. Therefore, I do not expect any good result by seeing people.
Should we continue? Should we bother with them?
Bother in this way. If you can arrange some meeting inviting some of these big men, and if some big men come, we say here we can do some big men, then subordinate big men will come. Then we get a chance to present our philosophy. In that way you can try. the follower is. If suppose the governor is coming, you know, and he invites the magistrate, the judges, the secretaries, big men, they will come. Now when they are assembled, we can present our claim. And public will see, oh, such a big man, they have come. We get some publicity. Otherwise, he cannot get any other benefit from it. They are politicians. They are not interested that people should go back to home or back to God. They are interested they must remain foolish and pay tax and enjoy. That's all. That is the reason. You cannot expect from them. They are rascals. All bad character rascals. Cheater. That is my opinion. Cheater number one. So they have no good wishes for the people at heart. So how we can convince them about our good pleasure? They don't want that people should be advanced in philosophy, in religion, in character, no. They don't want. They want to keep them in darkness.
So should we continue seeing these men, these congressmen and senators?
Provided we can arrange a meeting of them. Individual seeing is no good. It will not produce any good effect. Now, suppose if we say that we are not allowing illicit sex, do you think they will like it very much? The rascal is himself addicted to these habits. So what will be effect upon them? If we say that we are training our students to this principle, character, they will laugh. Because they don't want that the citizens will be so advanced. We want to make them thief, cunning, rascal, drunkard, so that they can explain. Now that that boy, Rancho, his father was canvassing. Now what is wrong there? He illicit sex. Father, take a car. Yeah, Lord. Like that. His father was in respect. His father was like that. His mother was like that. He told you all. The only benefit we can derive that if they become a member, then that membership will lead many others to become. Oh, Lynch has become member. I see. That's it. Because they are their ideal. Nixon has been, then whole America will become. It will make Nixon member. If that much you can do. Somewhere or other, there is a good moment, and it is only 1,100 rupees. Good call. Please become a member. Somewhere or other, you can do that. Then his membership will help you to recruit another 100,000.
I don't see how we can convince Nixon.
Huh?
Nixon's the worst of
the lot. That is. Then utilize. Otherwise, it is very difficult to convinced them about our splendor. They had themselves rested. All of them are drunkards, illicit sex hunters, meat eaters, gamblers, and everything, all good qualities. And they are in the hard position. If you go, instruct them, they are this rascal, they are begging, and they have come to instruct me. Because their idea is that this religious sect, they could not do anything in the material world. Now they have taken the center of spiritual world. They think like this. Because they have no meaning for them, anything of spiritual. Each airplane company has got at least 500 to 1,000 planes. And there are so many companies, many thousands of planes. Airplane is flying, but we can see hardly one or two. Many thousands of planes. On your country, I'm not speaking of other countries, many thousands of planes are flying day and night. Europe and America. Space is so big. Kotishu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinna. And there are many crores of planets. Each planet different character, different climate. What they are talking about, that Russian failure.
I was in the latest news on that.
Capsule dead. Create platform.
Yes, that's what they're attempting. They're attempting a space station.
It is not station, it is moving. And how the station will help them? What is the idea?
They hope to stockpile materials and build one rocket ship up in the station. And from there they can send the rocket ship off. They want to assemble one rocket out in space that will be suited to travel to other planets. When they shoot a rocket up from Earth, they have to spend so much energy just getting it off the Earth. They figure they'll conserve by being able to shoot from outer space.
pastor, it's about 25,000 miles away, they have got a station. Then they go there. Then, what is the benefit of it?
But the most difficult part is getting out there, because the Earth's gravity burns up all their fuel. So they need many small rockets to bring up all the parts and put it together, and then shoot it from there. Because just getting from here to there takes most of the energy to overcome the gravity. And when they get up there, there's no more gravity. They're free to travel freely.
What is that idea? I couldn't
know. See, I'm not sure whether it's correct, but they have to have so much fuel, which takes up a lot of room, to get them from Earth to, say, Mars. And most of that fuel is consumed getting away from the Earth's gravity. But if they were to build a rocket ship away from the Earth's gravity, they wouldn't need so much fuel. And they could get it to Mars and back with a smaller ship with less fuel.
How that ship will go?
The same fuel, but less. They can't make a rocket ship big enough yet to carry all the fuel they need to get them to the planets they want to go to and then back again.
It's like a middle station.
Yeah, it's like a filling station.
But the filling matter must be there, material.
They'll transport that up by many small rockets. They'll shoot many small rockets carrying supplies, and they'll stockpile them.
How are you talking?
Same.
Childish. And they are claiming to be scientists. Small rockets, they will also finish. And small rockets also consume so much fuel. How many hundreds of small rockets have been sent? And the fuel has to be taken from here. Let's see how they're making themselves. If they supply everything has to be taken from here. It is just like quickening in the sky. Take everything from there and hold a picnic there, like that. So much huge quantity of gas, petrol required, and they will carry it from a station to another station. Simply dream. And before executing the plan, so many men died. And he's still there hoping. First of all, let them finish their moon planet business, what they have done about the moon planet. Why again they are aiming at Mars or Venus? Go to moon planet, you have your black stuff there. Go and live there. They are selling land there also. There was an advertiser. And many people purchase return ticket there. Is that right?
That's some advertisement they're doing, yes.
So what happened to these ideas? Why not make a colony? That's a good idea. But they said no living entity can live there at the same time. Then what is the use of going there? What What is the exact idea?
Well, their idea is that they'll make, one idea is they'll build a big dome, and they'll just create an atmosphere just like it's on Earth. So the only way they can live there is to bring the Earth there, all the atmosphere, all the things.
They're hoping there'll be mineral resources they can exploit.
And I have to bring them, the minerals.
Well, they can build up there and make factories.
Huh?
They can make factories and make more rockets on the moon.
They say like that?
Another station.
By covering them with that dress, it's cost of $40,000. And they run on factory. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prayanto Vasa. Thinking of planning for sense gratification till the time of death. Just like all big men, Jawaharlal Nehru, simply making big plan, Hitler, or Churchill, and before executing the plan, everything is finished. So many Hitlers and so many Gandhis and Jawaharlal, Churchills came and gone. Nobody could improve the situation. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, so many came. The world is going on the same way. Prayanta, Pasa. So why they do not make factory here? There are so many deserts and barren land, rocky land. From aeroplane you can see. In Canada, there are hundreds and thousands of lakes. From the plane you could see it. So why they do not make development of these lands? If they are scientists. Thousands of miles, desert, rocky land, and unutilized. Australia, that is not a bad land, very nice land, but no work there. Thousands and thousands. I think 1% or 2% of Australian land has been utilized. So why they do not utilize these lands? What benefit they will derive by going?
Well, they're all so eager to gain more that they're not even using what they have. They just want to get more and more and more.
Pramatta. Being called Brahma. Intensely mad.
Yeah. Intelligence. Yeah. Their intelligence is stolen by sense gratification.
intense. Nunam pramapta. Pramapta is very body. In Shira, utilizing the human form of life, intelligence, for real purpose, simply wasting. Bharamud bhagdo vimura. These words are used. Unnecessarily, they have created some. Bharam. Bharam means false hope. What is the exact English word? Bharam. Make a show but which has no utility. That is called vara. When that first aeronaut from Russia, one boy, went and traveled around the world, 1 hour, 25 minutes, for Russia first.
I think the United States was the first to do that.
Huh?
Russia had the first Sputnik, but the United States had the first spaceman.
So that man went to be received by India. Jawaharlal Nehru received. Now nobody talks about him. Maya sukhaya bharamud bhutu bhimunan. Bhagavad, the exact wordings and so nice. Maya sukhaya bharamud bhutu bhimunan. The happiness derived out of it is maya, illusion. It is no substance. But for that purpose they have made so much gorgeous heaven. Maya sukhaya bharamud nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Bhagavat is the only literature in the world meant for very highly intelligent class. Paramanin Matsalana Sata. Highly intellectual person will understand well. Very nice. Our best.
So these highly intelligent men, Srila Prabhupada, they're not in the government. They're not. These men are not in the government. No. Actually, they're in the education.
Yeah.
The professors and advanced students.
But at the present moment, the professor also addicted with this poor privacy. They are lusty, drunkard, gambler. The priests also. All servants of Maya.
we still have nowhere to go except the young people to make the voice.
Yeah, less vitiated, less contaminated. Mm. Actually, that is happening. Somebody asked me in Paris, in press conference, why younger generations are attracted. And I immediately, because they are not so polluted. The older generations, they are polluted. It will take time for forgetting what they have done. The younger generation, they are receptive. And they are not so much polluted. They are not old fools. Actually, there is a fact. The old generation, they are sophisticated. By nature, younger generation, they are inquisitive and deceptive by nature. Therefore, from the very beginning, if they are given good guidance, then life is successful. That is the Vedic civilization. It's like that small boy. You ask him to offer obeisance, he does. It doesn't matter what will happen in his future life. But this life is so innocent, if you train him, just like your son, the training from the very beginning, just like we have been trained by our parents, that makes value. Our new Vrindavan was meant for training the small children, and that is not being done. Then, what is the use of it? What part it is now being used?
Well, the money, all the money has been used for acquiring land. Now, there is one building that they're beginning, which you have seen a plan. That is the first modern building be constructed. Already they've begun. They've bulldozed the land. They haven't built the house, but they've bulldozed the part, the land. They've leveled the land.
Which portion?
Who?
Which portion? The land.
You remember where the school, the little white schoolhouse was by the road, at the beginning of the road.
Yeah. Schoolhouse is known.
Yes. Not far from there, up higher, and where some trees are. Oh, I'd say maybe 100 yards back down the road, the macadam road, off the road and in the trees.
That is our land now?
Yes. It's very nice. All the hay we need now, so many hay fields. Before we were purchasing, expensive. But now there's enough hay for all the cows. So Hari Guru Prabhu's plan is to continue the construction gradually. And with this building, if this building is done properly, there will be a place for the children.
That was in the plans?
Yes, there's room. The children don't have to live in that building necessarily, but there has to be some bathing facilities. Mm. The bathing facilities would be in that building.
So there is water supply?
I don't know the details.
In this Astra, it is said that when there are many hills, it attracts lightning. Is it a fact?
I don't know.
They have lightning rods on all the houses.
Huh?
They have lightning rods on the houses.
Lightning?
Lightning rods. There's
oh.
A, you put them on the house, so if the lightning comes, it'll strike the rod and be grounded into the ground.
The rocks are broken. We have seen sometimes rocks are broken. Huh? And that is due to lightning. It's like we sometimes break the rocks by dynamite, nature's way. As soon as rocks are out from the sea, by nature's way, they are broken by the lightning. And then gradually, level land comes. So, the thunderbolt generally falls on the hills. Is it a fact? Huh? That is stated in some shlokas. Example is given. When Varaham Dev killed that Hiranyaksha, this example, just like the lightning thunderbolt shatters the hills, immediately he broke the big giant into pieces. This example. Therefore, the big hilly tract of land attracts thunderbolt. Then that tract of land must be inviting some thunderbolt. And because West Virginia is full of hills only. Is it not? But that is very good for living conditions.
I haven't heard of any a lot of lightning striking, Sri Prabhupada. I agree with you, it was never mentioned, a lot of lightning.
Huh?
I agree with you, it was never mentioned that there's been a lot of lightning striking. I haven't heard. Now, there's also an alternative to temporary. Bhagavan Das Prabhu has gotten this house additional to the temple in Detroit. It's a big carriage house with facilities. He has suggested
carriage
house, like a garage, behind the other house. It has rooms in it, everything, full house. With facilities, perhaps the children could go there and attend school. That's a possibility we've discussed, to keep them together.
all aeroplanes, they're made by Boeing company.
Well, there's two big ones, Boeing and Douglas.
Douglas?
Douglas.
Where is it?
It's in Long Beach, Lakewood, not far from here.
Oh. In throughout the whole world, they are manufacturing.
Yes, Douglas is very big also. Not as big as Boeing, but very big.
Because all aeroplanes I see Boeing. There are so many companies that are taking supply from Boeing.
Boeing is the biggest.
That is Seattle?
Seattle. Boeing has factories all over. Seattle, Los Angeles, all over the United States.
In Europe, they are also being supplied. Now, France, they have got some.
Yes, they supply all over the world. Boeing supplies all over the world. In fact, in Seattle, Air India bought two of those great big ones in Seattle. We were going to get some free rides there, but Air India, they decided not to give them to us.
Hmm?
Air India, they bought two great big 747 jets. Like the one you went to Hawaii when you left here. They bought two big ones and they were bringing them to India. So we inquired from them if we could have some free passages to India. So at first they said we could, but then they changed their mind and said we couldn't. The man in Seattle, the Air India man said we could, but the Air India man in New York said no, we wouldn't let them do it. So it's too late, they're already gone to India.
They'll go empty, India?
No, they sold seats to diplomats and people, other people, at a discount rate, they sold seats.